Scarpins Audio. So we are recording. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody found some footage of us. And you can do that nowadays. Back in the day, you had to like, what's your address? I'll send it to you.
Right. You know, could be weeks. Yeah, might be never. You know, if you throw it on the Pony Express, you don't know what's going to happen to those ponies. They might go tumbling off a cliff.
You'd never get that thing. Fun fact about the Pony Express. Like we always talk about the Pony Express.
Sure.
It was really a brief moment in time, the Pony Express. You probably know this, being a fan of American history. But it lasted about 20 minutes. And yet, it's borne all these great tales.
Yeah, a lot of mythology around the Pony Express. Folks love it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, what's better? Hey, I'm going to send Tom a note. He lives out there in the far west in St. Louis. Let me throw it on this pony. And then next thing you know, he's getting a letter. And he opens it up, and it's just a picture of my butt. And he's going, oh, that guy.
Yeah. And the guy's like taking his last breath, and so is the pony. And yep. I'm like, look at this. He sent me a picture of his butt. And the guy's like, my cavalier, my cabal died for this. Yeah, but look at that. Look at. You can kind of see he's smiling, like he's got his head turned, and that's his butt. Is your horse okay, man?
We got attacked by bears.
Yeah. Sure.
A lot of bears around here.
That can happen. There's a lot of like hostiles. There's bears. I mean, you're coming across the Great Divide. There's going to be a lot. You're going to have a lot of challenges. Look at this guy's butt.
I have 7 kids. They're never going to see their paw again.
Oh, it's so white. It's like milky white moons. And this guy's so funny. Hey, are you going to try and make it back? Give me a second. Oh. I'm gonna try and I don't know how he took a picture of the buddy. He must have had a professional photog. I'm gonna draw my buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. Take this. Here, I'm just putting it in this package. That's my butt. I drew it. Okay. And make it as far as you can. If you make the next guy, you make the next Pony Express guy, just hand him this letter.
A glass of water, sir, before I go.
The joke, man. Everything comedy is timing. Come on, get on that. Is that horse okay? What's it on his knees for? That's weird. Your horse is weird, man. That's a professional horse. Your horse is so. How's it making it across the Great Divide on its knees? Hey. Hang on a second. I draw 2 butts. Okay, here, now go. Go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah! And the Pony Express lasted like that's why it lasted only 20 minutes. People were just
sending pictures of their butts back and forth across the country.
Cammy likes you. Do you like Cammy? And it's just like five horses, a medley of horses making it across. You know, like
yep.
And every time you see the Pony Express, like they're not like the corn is rising and the sun is breaking and I'm just walking along with my banjo on.
Oh no!
Horse.
Full gallop.
They gotta get that butt message across the country.
Well, they don't know what's in the messages.
That's
it could be
the
anything.
Thing. They're diligent and they're like they're trying to make the country great and they're like, listen, these missives. And this information, we have to assume it's vital. And so this is a very
important. Right. Why else would they hire a guy and a team of horses to run it all the way across the country
exactly.
if it wasn't imperative
right.
that it get there?
Right. And they're not like the ethics of the good postal worker. They're not looking in their mail. That's not their business. Their business is to get it from A to B.
Mm-hmm. They're, they're mules. You know, they're mail mules.
Hmm.
Like a drug mule. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like M-A-L-E.
No. They don't look inside the package. They're just there, you know, they're transporters. They're Jason Stratham. They're whatever.
Who?
Stratham.
Yeah. Nice fight. That's good. That's a solid, effort on your part. Well, you're Jason Stratham. He's like, hey, come on, man. I never heard of this guy. And he can't get my name right.
He can't even get my name right.
How many millions of dollars have I made? How many millions of dollars has he made? Oh, well, Jason, it's not really about like the capital that you incur at the box office, isn't it, mate? Isn't it? I was a fucking nobody, man. I was beating punks up in the street. I was bashing heads on cobblestones. Right, now look at me. Look at this fucking thing. Look at my closet. Look
at I'm the transporter man.
Look at all
I'm the 1, 2, and 3 man.
I've been in Fast and Furious, mate. Look at those boots. How many boots have I got? I only need one pair. Look how many pairs I got. 300. Right, how many pairs has this guy got? I don't even know this guy.
I've got 2 pairs of boots.
Yeah, I've got 300. I could eat my boots for dinner. Well, why would you eat your boots? I don't have to. That's the problem, eh? I don't have to eat my boots.
I can eat whatever I want for dinner. I'm rich. I'll Captain Crunch for dinner if I want.
I have fucking Captain Crunch and waffles. I smear some Captain Crunch on my waffles.
That's breakfast food, Jason.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. I'm Jason Statham. It doesn't matter what I have. I can have it anytime I want. Look, I got a team of people dressed in solid gold to go get me some fucking waffles if I want them right fucking now. I'm fucking Jason Statham. Do you know what I mean, man? I take my private jet from London to fucking the West End. That is the London. Yeah, it's my point. I take my private jet there from London to London.
What does that have to circle?
I go to fucking Heathrow and I circle for hours if I want.
Touchdown, get some waffles if I want. Doesn't matter what time of day.
I'm Jason fucking Statham. I'll do what I want. Look at my muscles. I work out with kettlebells. Look, you won't believe it. Look at that. I'm not even flexing, mate. That's not even flexed, man. That's which is what I look like when I'm sitting down having my waffles. I just look like that.
It looks like I have a ball of socks in my arms, doesn't it? It looks like a ball of socks. It's not my muscles, mate.
I'm not even flexing, man. That's what I look like. Look, open my bathrobe. Look at that. Open it up. No, it's all right. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. It's just open my bathrobe. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now look at my thigh. See that? I'm not flexing, man. I just my thigh. I just look like that. I work out. Okay. That's kettlebells. That's kettlebells. 40 sets of kettlebells before fucking breakfast, man. 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up.
Okay, but your dick is all shriveled up and gross.
That doesn't matter. Nobody sees that, man. Do PG movies, Fast and Furious. No one's looking at dicks. We're looking at a stunt, man. Everyone's focused on the stunt. No one's focused on the dick. Does everyone go like, hey, look at The Rock's dick? No, they don't. They go, look at The Rock, power this car over the Grand fucking Canyon, that evil fucking Knievel. That's what I do. That's what he does. We're fucking superstars. I never heard of this guy on your podcast. Black, what's his name?
Rock's got a huge dick.
Yeah, who cares though, right? How much money does he make at the box office?
Billions.
Billions. Really?
Billions. And he's got like a 10-inch cock too.
Well, maybe I need to switch courses. Maybe I need to pivot. That's all the rage. Pivot.
Pivot. Reinvent.
Or reinvent. Or make dick movies. Jason Statham dick movies. Who wouldn't pay to see that?
Jason Statham, Transporter 4. I transport my dick.
I'm putting it back on a carry-on. No, it won't fit. Oh, okay. I've got to check my dick. All right, I will.
Get a semi-trailer for that one.
I'll check it. Anything to declare? Yeah, that right there, mate. I declare that.
Holy shit, is that your dick?
Yeah, mate. I'm Jason fucking Statham. That's right. It's tough for me to go airport to airport, so I got a private plane. I don't have to check everything all the time. The holiday season is upon us. So who knows?
Is it?
Who knows when people are going to listen to this?
Probably next week.
Yeah, or next year in July. And they'll be like, the holiday season? We'll be like, right. Yeah, Canada Day, July 1st. But the point is, I think, Michael, is like, you're a guy.
Thanks.
You know, I think that's the point.
Thanks, buddy. Right? I appreciate that.
You spread merriment.
Yeah. No, right? That's my thing.
You're like, hey.
I'm a guy who wakes up every day thinking, how can I make others happy today?
Yeah. It's weird. At first when we met, I was like, is this guy going to focus on himself at some point?
No.
He's all for the, you're all for the advancement of humanity.
Well, the betterment. I mean, I guess advancement and betterment are sort of interchangeable. But for me, when I say I'm for the betterment of humanity, it's not just like technological advances. It's also about just quality of life, happiness.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I wake up every morning. How can I make somebody happy today?
Like, what'd you do this morning, for example? Like,
nothing.
Oh, so that's why you're so low key, low energy right now.
I got my booster yesterday.
Oh, what'd you get? That's the convo that years ago people didn't have. Now they have a drop of a hat. Like, what'd you get?
Oh, I tripled down on the Moderna, and then I was going to get the shingles vax at the same time. They said, "Oh, don't do that.
Why is
you'll
that?
Be you'll, that's the you'll be laid up for days if you get the shingles at the same time you get the COVID."
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling a little lousy today. Not terribly, just a little bit lousy.
You look lousy. Where did you have where did you have the?
Right in the arm.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't go butt. So, just my question is, like, is there like a menu of like shots you can get? You're like, how about the shingles and the booster? Like, where were
there
you?
Is. There's a literal menu. You go. Well, I went on the CVS website. You know, I like CVS.
Yeah.
I went on the CVS website. They said, "Hey, what do you want? You want a COVID? You want the shingles? You want the flu? What are you looking for, kid?" And I said COVID and shingles, and then. I filled out all my information.
Yeah.
And then I showed up there, and the guy's like, "You really sure you want the COVID and the shingles?" And I was like, "Fuck yes, I do. I gotta get back out there making people happy." He said, "Well, you know, you might get laid up for a little bit if you do that." So I said, "All right, well, just give me the COVID." That's pretty much the way it went. You know.
That's a pretty fascinating story. I wonder if.
Wait. Here, I'm gonna give you. Here's a fun game for you.
Okay.
After the shot, you know, they make you wait around for 15 minutes.
15.
But I'm at a CVS, right? So there's all kinds of goods and sundries and stuff that I could peruse. I bought something, and I bought something you don't normally buy at a CVS. You want to guess what I bought?
Yeah, I do. I do. One time, a pal of mine, guard dog. You know the guard dog.
Sure.
Guard dog and I were like housemates, and he goes, he comes in the door, he goes, "Oh, you'll never guess who I saw on the subway."
Mm-hmm.
Cut to a decade later, I'm going, "Joe Flaherty from SCTV?" He's like, "Nope." That's the gift that keeps on going. 10 years worth. You know? You'll never guess. Like, "Oh, I won't."
And did you guess?
Yeah, I did.
Who was it?
I think it might have been Joe Flaherty. I can't remember now.
Oh, literally, but it took 10 years.
We once played a game called "What Movie Was That?" And mm-hmm. "What movie was that?" And it went on. Apparently, there were 5 more guesses after Key Largo. And he was so stunned that I guessed Key Largo right, you know, like 10,000 movie guesses in, that he was like, wait. And I was like, "What, Rocky V?" He's like, no, before that, you know. I'm like, "James Bond?" No. He's like, "Before that." And he just went on and on and on. "Freaky Friday?" No. "Key Largo?" Yes, Key Largo. That was the movie. I'm like, "Oh, that was the movie." But here's how you play that game. You don't just go, you know, like the Star Wars, you know, what do you call that? Canon. You don't just do that. You have to go like this. You say a couple of movies, right? You're like, "Breakfast at Tiffany's." "Oh, no. I know what movie that was. Blade Runner." And you're like, and then he has to go, no. You're like, okay. And then you run like a few out there. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, "Oh, a Streetcar Named Desire. Oh, the Tennessee Williams vehicle." He's like, no. And then you go, "Oh, I know what movie it was." And that just keeps going. So anyway, you say to me, whatever the thing you said, what vaccine, what'd you say?
Moderna. I said, "You're probably not going to guess what I bought at CVS."
Oh, yeah. This, but now that'll be the whole podcast. I'm gonna go for some. Well, I'm gonna break it down into categories.
Okay.
Is it a food?
No.
Oh well, so that now I don't care anymore. All right, go ahead, tell me.
Book.
Oh, interesting. A book.
Yeah, you don't normally see. That's what I'm saying. You don't normally buy a book at CVS. I did. I bought a book.
What book?
Daniel Silva's The Order.
Sure. Yeah, I see Silva all the time. Never read.
You love Silva. If you like those kinds of books, Silva's the best at it.
You like those kinds of books?
I read a lot of them. Uh-huh. I read a lot of heisty, spy-y, you know, assassin-y, secret service-y kinds of books.
I'm reading one right now. Like, those are the casual, like, little beach reads, you might call them. I'm reading a Brad Metzger vehicle called The Escape Artist.
Oh, yeah. Is it good?
Here's my thing. I once read this thing, like, you know, like, in the airport, you go into the thing, and you read the first sentence, and if the first sentence grabs you, go ahead, buy the book.
Sure.
So the first sentence of this one was really good. It was a plane crash. And the person has like, I think the opening sentence is like, this was the last 32 seconds of her life. And you're like, oh, yeah. Okay, good. I'm in. You know, it's catchy. It's in. And it's a good, solid first chapter. I know you don't like it. It's too much of a thing.
I don't like it. Well, it's it's too much of a, hey, this is the first sentence of a book.
Yeah.
To me, it's calling too much attention to itself.
Well, I want to see what the 32 seconds are. So I got the book.
Yeah.
And I like it. So there, right. Deal with that. The other thing is, one time, the first time I did that, you'll like this story. I'm like, all right.
Here's one. Here's one that's like.
You got one? Was it best of times? Was it worst of times?
Nah. Boring. Like here's like a line that I think is like too much of a line. She woke up dead. You know, like that kind of thing.
That's too much for me. Too much.
That's what I'm saying.
32 seconds I can deal with. Mm. Action. You got to action. Also, the first time I put that into play, your good friend, the star of House, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. That guy's my good friend.
Yeah.
Hugh Laurie.
So the very first time I did that, I didn't look at the author of the book, and I was flying to Hong Kong. And I'm flying to Hong Kong, and I go through the thing. I'm like, I'm going to put this thing to the test. And I open the book and it's like, I can kill a person with my thumb. I'm like, all right. So I buy that book and it's pretty funny. It's pretty good. It's not, you know, and anyway, I look at I'm in there flying to Hong Kong. I'm in the seat reading the book. I look at the author and it's Hugh Laurie.
Hmm.
And this is before he was, before he was House. And yeah. And so afterwards, you know, I know him through you and he's like, hey man. And he's a Brit. I'm like, hey, I read your book. He's like, you're the one. You've read my book. You know, that British self-deprecating humor. He's like, how's that possible? I'm like, well, because of the kill the thumb line.
Hey, take a snack. We'll be right back.
Let's write a book right now, an opening sentence to a book, okay?
All right.
You pick your opening sentence, and I'll pick mine, okay?
The elevator plunged.
He couldn't believe he ate all the snacks.
Yeah, I like yours better. You know why?
Why?
Because I love snacks. Yeah, you know, that's why I do a snack podcast.
Yeah, I love snacks too. We got a snack for you today on today's podcast. By the way, it is a snack podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you knew or didn't know or care or don't care, but this is MATES, which stands for Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend, Martin Black.
And my good friend, Tom Adam. And, I don't know. I'm going to say I'm at like 73%. 73. That's a low number for me.
No, you're down around 40, 42, yeah. 40. Yeah, you think, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay.
China.
But you're not, man.
I know.
You're lying back. I'm carrying this thing with all my boring, boring stories about Key Largo and what movie was that.
I mean, as soon as Hugh Laurie came up, I was like, fuck this one. This one's going right in the bin.
You're like, the editors will be like, oh, the editors are like on suicide watch when they hear that, probably. Right? But what can I do? I got to carry the podcast because you're sitting there all vaxxed up. Just like, you're like, you can't. You're folks.
Can't hardly move.
Can you guys see him? I can't tell if they can view you or not. But if they can't, we'll table that for now. But the viewers that can see him know what I'm talking about. Those that can't, he's lying down. He's got a hoodie, but he's got the hoodie on backwards. He doesn't even know he's on backwards. He's got a fresh haircut that he isn't showing off, and that's how you can tell he's not doing well. He's got he's used like a two on the sides, but he's long on the top, and it's a fresh cut. He's got a little salt and pepper on the sides and Michael Ian Black on the top. It looks freaking great. And is he like showing it off? No. He's got his headphones plastered over his forehead. The longer hair on the top is pulling down in strands over the front of his forehead as opposed to like being like pushed up.
Look like hell.
He looks awful, and it's not the magic that we're used to seeing.
And you can hear it. You can hear it in my voice. Yeah. That's the thing that's really killing me today, Tom. It's not that I feel lousy. It's that I'm making the viewers feel lousy. I'm making the viewers feel like this isn't the shit that I tuned in for. This isn't what I wanted. I wanted witty repartee. I wanted snacks. I didn't want to hear this asshole whining about getting boosted.
Yeah. No, jeez. I know. There's definitely going to be some element of revolt by those that have paid for it and feel they're not getting the money's worth. But a good 100% that are listening to this for free are going to be fine with whatever, because they know, like, look, hey, what do you want from me? Huh? These guys are taking like moments out of their day to like record this podcast for the people, but also for snacks, because they believe in snacks and they believe in the snack game. Listen, it's altruistic what we do. We're doing it on purpose. We're doing it. It's not an accident. We're here because we play it straight. Right?
You got to play it straight. That's the main thing. That even today, you know, when maybe, you know, I'm not feeling my best, I'm not performing at my best, you're running off at the mouth.
I am. You know? Bro, I'm boring myself to tears. I can only imagine what it's like for you. And then you
No, I'm not even listening. I'm not even listening.
You and I know each other. Imagine the poor mateys out there. They're like, oh my God, I've never really met this guy. And yeah. I'm stuck at this bus stop. I'm waiting for the N12, but I don't really know maybe I should walk it, because now I got to deal with this guy's stories. Oh, and he's awful. He's awful.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And you're there, you're lying down, you got a hoodie on backwards, plastered strands on your forehead, no pants, and you're just like, you're contributing nothing. Like, this is,
no.
What episode is this? Around like maybe 600 or so?
I don't know.
Whatever.
It's in the 600s,
well,
you know?
600 of this, somebody's going to be like, you know what? No, thank you. I'm going to go over and listen to Obama and Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Or Mark, your little buddy, Mark Maron? Mark Maron?
Well, there's another snack podcast you can listen to, too. What do they call it? Derek and Tim Eat Snacks.
Yeah, no one's
Dates. Dates, they call it. I went on their podcast, you know?
Yeah, no one's going to do that. Like, because here's the thing. We're the preeminent podcast, the original, the OG, because—
Absolutely, but you know, it's—
We're guys who play it straight.
When you're king of the hill, Tommy, there's always people trying to knock you off, you know? And
it's like old Bill, right?
It's like old Bill.
It's like old Bill Belichick. You know, like, he's been on top. Old Bill's been up there for a long, long time. Old Bill's been kind of ruling the roost. And, you know, when young Tom dashed off to Tampa, right? Old Bill, like, people wanted to see old Bill just tumble off that mountaintop, right?
Yep.
But old Bill, right? Like, much like Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, you know, we hang tough because it's not about the narrative. It's about the actual game. It's about the snack itself.
Well, that's why they play. You know, on paper, old Bill maybe looks like he's ready to hang up the towel. Well, we don't play it on paper, Tommy.
Old Bill was smart, right? Magic, because he came into the game looking like he was ready to hang up the towel. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut the sleeves off this hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Why old Bill? And back then he was just Bill.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, why Bill? He's like, because people are going to think I'm ready to hang up the game already. And I'm only in my 60s.
Right. Look at me. Look at these sides of ham on my arms. Nobody wants to look at that.
No, nobody does. Everyone else is dressed fine. Some people are wearing suits. Some people got polyester. Mm-hmm. Some people got golf shirts. Old Bill, he's getting rained on in New England and he's cutting the sleeves off hoodies. People are like, oh, old Bill's like, he's half out the pasture.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's munching his cud at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Bill, have a seat, you know? Get in the rocker.
It's a low bar.
Your corn cob pipe. Take a smoke, kid.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, old Bill, nope. Shrewd, crafty.
Put on some sleeves.
Crafty.
Well, you know what I think is going to help me?
No, I don't.
Our snack today might give me some energy.
I think it might.
It's Cliff Kid Z-Bar chocolate chip flavor. Z-Bar. Everybody get inside. Everybody get inside. Everybody get inside. The blast doors are closing. Blast doors are closing.
T-minus 30, T-minus 39, T-minus 20, T-minus Z-Bar.
Ow. It hurts. It hurts.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Did we ever do regular Cliff Bars?
Hey, man, of course. Of course. What kind of podcast would we be if we did kids Z Bars without doing
Cliff Bars?
Cliff Bars.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm asking.
Hey, Magic.
I wanted to make sure that we had.
Hey, Michael.
What?
You play poker, right?
Sure, I play poker. I've been known to play a game of cards.
You're as good as they get in my realm. You're the epitome of the top poker player.
And yeah, what top I'm poker player in your realm.
When you say we do Cliff Bars, I'm like, of course. That's just that's a guy going all in.
Oh yeah, he's and we don't know. Is he bluffing? Is he not bluffing?
Oh no, I can tell you right now, I'm bluffing.
Yeah, yeah. You got to pay to find out. Well, I fold. I don't want to pay to find out.
Yeah, I got no clue whether we've done Cliff Bars.
I don't either.
I can't remember what we did last week.
Yeah,
see if you can remember. That'd be great.
Nature's Bakery Fig Bars.
You are not as under the weather as you seem. It's an act, ladies and gentlemen. He's acting.
Look. You gotta. I'm not at 100%, Tommy. You know,
No, you're at 40, 41.
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm struggling to breathe at this point.
I don't get that. I think that's just something you just made up in the moment.
Yeah, it is. It is. See that? I mean, if I was just a little bit better, you would have thought, oh, geez, there's something wrong with Mike. He's struggling to breathe. Nah. But I can't even pull that off. Cliff Kid Z Bar. So this is their kids version of the Cliff Bar. I don't know what makes it the kids version, other than there's a kid skateboarding on the front.
I can tell you confidently, because between you and I, we have about 24 kids. I can tell you confidently that the kids Cliff Z Bar is better than their other whatever the other
really?
Stuff they're tossing out there. Yeah,
I've never had a Cliff Kid.
What?
Never had one. Why would I?
I can tell you why. Because your kids are in their 40s, I guess.
Yep.
And so these things came out like gangbusters, and your kids just missed them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them in the stores, and I always thought to myself, well, why wouldn't I just get a Cliff Bar? Because Tommy, I like a Cliff Bar. Yeah. I'm a guy who will get a Cliff Bar just to, you know, just walking through the neighborhood snack aisle. They got a Cliff Bar? I might get one of those.
I got to stop you right there.
Because you don't like a Cliff Bar?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Shut your fat mouth. Shut your fat mouth for 40 seconds. Shut up. Shut up. I don't like a Cliff Bar. Shut your fat mouth. As a snackologist, you should know. Cliff Bar? I mean, there's 8,000. Do I like the chocolate chip mint Cliff Bar? Yes, I do. Do I like the peanut butter Cliff Bar? I don't care for it so much, as a matter of fact. There are, I mean, it's a wide swath of Cliff Bars in their mini section of the Great Snack Aisle of Life, my friend. And so if you ask me, I like a Cliff Bar. I'm like, what? Macadamia nut? No, thank you. White chocolate? Yes, please.
Tommy, I've never met a Cliff Bar I couldn't choke down. I might like some better than others, but I'll choke down any Cliff Bar they throw my way.
Oh, yeah? Macadamia nut?
No.
No. Come on, who's fooling? Who's like, what if also macadamia nut, you guys? I just sort of feel like the boardroom and like they all put their suggestions in, and then the last second, like Leroy's like, macadamia nut.
Well, maybe they just take the first piece of slip of paper that comes out of the bowl.
Probably.
You know? Macadamia nut.
How can you go wrong?
Like, actually, I think I do like the macadamia nut one. It's like white chocolate and macadamia nut. I like
it. No, that's not what it is.
I like, that's a good, that's their best one.
You don't know. Let's open up the old Z Bar.
Well, I'm opening it up. So you can tell the shape of it's a little bit different. Yep. It's more turd shaped than the regular Cliff Bar.
Easy.
The Cliff
Bar,
well, it is. It's a little more turd shaped. The regular Cliff Bar tends to be a little bit
oblong.
A little more. No, this is more oblong.
Oblong.
Yeah, a little bit more oblong, and the other one's a little more squared off. And I can tell what makes it. I can tell right out of the gate what makes it a kid's Cliff Bar.
Go. The skateboarder.
It's got swirls of icing on top.
Skateboarder's wearing a helmet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chocolate icing.
That's what it is. It's literally, that's all it is. It's a swirl of icing, and they think kids like that.
No, but I want to tell you, there are Cliff Bars. There are the adult Cliff Bars that have swirls on them as well. I want to tell you.
All right. Okay, I believe you.
And this is just from like rote memory, because I'm pretty sure we've done Cliff Bars. Again, I'm gambling. I'm pretty sure we've done them. But I know that they're sprinkling some icing, maybe not quite as much as
you might be right.
No, I'm right. Ah, oh, that smells great. Have you?
Yeah, it smells pretty good. So you know what it smells like?
Go on.
Maple sugar, more than anything else to me. I get a whiff of maple sugar. Let me see if there's even maple sugar in the thing. Ugh. It's hard for me to move. You know, to get the package.
You can't move.
Oat blend, tapioca syrup, fig paste.
You're not going to find any maple syrup in there.
No, there's no maple sugar. There's cocoa butter and there's vanilla extract.
Cocoa butter.
But I'm not there's no maple sugar in here. I don't know who I was kidding.
I'm going to read the little blurb here on the side from Kit and Gary, who are parents and co-owners of Clif Bar and Company. Notice that they don't say co-founders. Interesting. So Kit and Gary, they say, in raising our family, finding nutritious on-the-go snacks for our kids wasn't easy. I disagree with that.
Yeah, just throw them an apple. We've talked about apple before.
Yeah,
think it's hard to find a snack? Throw the kid an apple.
And it's healthy. It keeps the doctor away. Like, come on, Kit and Gary, you're not fooling us. Hey, it wasn't easy to find good snacks for the kids. You can just throw together. What
about
really?
You don't have celery and peanut butter?
What about the
apple?
You
don't have that?
You don't have Ritz crackers? Come on, Kit and Gary. Come on.
Kit Gary, grow up.
They're like, no, but we're parents. I'm like, shut up.
There's been parents
a lot of parents have come down the pike before you, Kit and Gary. Yeah, it was.
What about some hummus? You know, hummus is good. Kids like hummus. You spread it on a little cracker or something. Throw it at them.
Oh my gosh, a little bit of hummus. Hey, here, grab these. Here, have a handful of almonds. Here's some
almonds.
Oh my gosh,
pistachios. They come. You know, Tom and I both like pistachios. Did you give your kids pistachios?
You ever try pistachios? Oh, there's a nut allergy. How about yogurt drinks then? Huh? How about a quick yogurt drink?
How about a little
good
yogurt?
Feel, healthy, calcium in there. Quick yogurt drink.
Gary. You ever think about just maybe scrambling up an egg, or is that too much work for you?
Hey,
how about you just scramble up a goddamn egg?
Oh, you can't scramble? How about you hard boil it? Then they can take it with them all the time. Put them in the lunchbox. Put them in the side pocket. They can hard boil that egg and take it with them wherever they want. Come on.
Get a sandwich bag. Throw some carrot sticks in there, Kit and Gary.
Jesus Christ, carrot sticks. You can go a week throwing carrot sticks in a little bag, Kit and Gary. This is, it's just the posing that I don't like.
I don't like it either.
In raising our family, finding nutritious on-the-go snacks for our kids.
Oh, you're better parents than us. We get it. You're so much better.
It wasn't easy, so what we did is we found as much sugar as we could, and we drizzled sugar on top of that sugar and made this snack, on-the-go nutritious snack. I'm a big fan of these bars. I'll tell you right now. I'll come forth and tell you that. It's the posturing that I don't like. Well, we had to find a healthy snack. Uh-huh. Like, Magic and I, the OG snack, the Adam and Eve snack, the apple, has been around forever. And it's much healthier. You
apples
mentioned,
have been around for 100 years. And you couldn't find an apple?
And you threw out Magic, you threw out carrots, you threw out celery, all healthier snacks, even yogurt, a yogurt drink, than what we're holding in our hands. So, like, the posing, like, wasn't easy to find a healthy snack. So we had to create our own. It's
go suck a lemon, Kit and Gary.
It's disingenuous. The rest of it is delicious snacks made with organic ingredients to keep kids going, growing, and exploring. And that bothers me too.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go with going, you're going to go with growing, then you got to go with sowing. You can't go exploring. You can't introduce the R, the L-O-R-I-N-G, after you've gone going, growing, and
rowing.
And rowing. Keep our kids rowing. Anything, but you can't go exploring. Like, somebody needs to work a little harder on that. Like, we could get our team. I'm going to fire off a quick email and say, guys, come up with a better, to the ladies and gents of Mike and Tommy Snacks Worldwide HQ, we need to find a better tag for Clif Kids. Right now they have going, growing, exploring. We need to have going, growing, and blank. So I'm going to hit send.
Why not just going and growing? I mean, going and growing work together great. Or growing and going, I like even better.
Hang on a second.
Growing and going.
Hang on a second. I'm just tapping.
You know, because the Clif Bar, it goes in, right? You feel a little energized. You're growing. Now you're ready to go.
Tapping a postscript.
Exploring.
Ignore previous email. Michael just fixed it. Send.
Okay, well, I don't want them to feel bad. You know, we hire the staff writers.
I've got 10 different emails from the team already. How about shooting from Blair?
That doesn't make any sense. I don't like the message
going,
and it doesn't rhyme.
Going, growing, and shooting, and she's right back, like baskets, and shooting baskets.
What?
Yeah. Oh, because it's a snack. How about like apples? I'm like, no, that's not what we're.
What is she doing?
That's a different person. That was.
Oh.
That was Riaz. I'm guys. So I'm gonna send out a quick email. I just want something going, growing, and blank. Now I've got like shooting blanks from Carson. No, it doesn't have to be blank. Anything with blank. How about tanks? I don't know what these guys.
I mean, I like the enthusiasm, but it really seems like they're not understanding the assignment here. I mean, because exploring is better than all of those.
Yeah. So keep kids going, growing, and tanks is what I'm writing back.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
And then they wrote back, yes, but then a question mark.
Huh.
No, and I'm writing back no. Because it's growing, and tanks is not. Who hired the, how about.
We did. We hired.
Yeah. I got one here from Jan who goes, I'm from Colorado. So how about Colorado? I don't understand. So going, growing.
And growing in Colorado?
I don't know if that's a. I mean, Kit and Gary have done better than going, growing in Colorado and going, growing in tanks and going, growing in shooting blanks and going, growing in arrows. Like, I'd like to see. I think I would feel buoyed if there was somebody in our staff that put something, you know, like.
Well, just put a little thought into it. I mean, you know, look, in fairness to them, they were all Johnny on the spot. It's like they were waiting for that email. Yeah. You sent the email within seconds.
Yeah,
there were responses
now
coming back.
I've got more than 40 now. Like, the inbox keeps flooding.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, it's. I mean, they're enthusiastic, right? Going, growing, and going.
Wait, going, growing, and going?
Yeah.
So repeating going.
Yeah, that's what that's here. That's from Mia.
Going,
Mia.
Growing, and going.
Yeah. I'm just tapping. Did you see that you have going twice?
Honestly, I was thinking to myself, that's not bad. But it's only not bad because it's the best of the terrible suggestions we've gotten so far.
She just wrote back, LOL, my bad, missed the first going.
Okay.
She was like, she was, you know, going with growing, going and growing.
I mean, even like soloing would make a little more sense, you know, going, growing and soloing, you know, you could show the kid, you know, climbing up a rock face or something.
I've got keep kids going, growing, and I'm a grower. That's not it. That's not it either.
That was probably meant as a joke one.
I hope so. And then there's a going, growing and snacks. But at least they're going like, well, we're trying to.
But I mean, they're getting meta before they even did the assignment, you know? That's what I don't like. That's what I don't like this new generation of writers. It's like everything is wink, wink, nod, nod. Everything's meta. Hey, kid, how about you show up with something? You just do the assignment straight.
Yeah, well, now
Before you start twisting it.
I'm getting a bunch of responses saying from my emails saying that staff feels attacked. That's unfortunate. From me saying like going, growing in tanks isn't really the thing.
They feel attacked?
Yeah, attacked. Yeah, it's tough, right?
I mean,
yeah.
I don't want him to feel bad. I definitely don't want him to feel bad.
No, but we want people to come up with something better than going, growing, and exploring, in Colorado, going, growing in tanks.
Tanks, I think, is the absolute worst one. And that's not. I'm not trying to call out anybody. I don't even know who wrote it. Who wrote that one?
We don't worry about that. Going, growing, and mates.
No,
I mean, that feels like a little suck up. Like a little,
that's what
like,
I'm saying. It's just little, dumb.
Going, growing, and mates.
Dumb.
Yeah. We delicious snacks made with organic greens to keep kids going, growing, and mates.
Come on.
Here's a good one. Keep kids going, growing, and stowing. And then.
Stowing?
And then in parentheses, wink. So I'm writing back, what does that mean? And they're like, here's a response. It's like, you know, like when you're on a stowaway on a ship and you have to survive, so you're eating Cliff Bars. Like how I got to America. Oh, okay. Well.
I mean, it's something. It's something. I feel like we could work with that.
I like that because the personal experience is involved here.
Yeah.
I'm writing back, you had Z Bars? I think, no. I flew Swiss Air.
Oh. Well, then you weren't stowing. I mean, well, maybe he was. I don't know. All right, I'm going to take a bite of my Z Bar.
Okay, please. Is it? He's again. We got to remember he's in the fog of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He's like he's a little. He's making a lot of facial expressions. None of them really positive. He's kind of like if people said like, but Biden is the guy that you want. That's kind of the face he's making. He's like, want. Like that's sort of like that is a solid approximation of the face you're making.
Yeah, I mean, so my first impression was too sweet. It was too sweet for me, and a little. Dusty, is that the word? It's kind of a sweet, dusty consistency.
I feel like that's not the word. Dusty.
There are dates in here, or figs. I taste the figs, which I like.
What are you talking about? Figs? What?
Aren't there figs?
Oh my God. This guy's gone crazy.
Fig paste.
You taste the fig paste?
Yeah.
All right.
Second bite is growing on me a bit.
Cane syrup. Cane sugar.
You know, I think I feel about this the way I feel about all Clif Bars, which is, I like it, but I don't like it that much. I like it.
I like the encounter of the chocolate chip, mm-hmm. the hard chocolate chip amongst the softer bar. That's a pleasurable sensation for me. And also, I have a sweet tooth. I don't mind the sweetness. I don't think, as a kid, I'm like, here we go with the nutritious snack. As a kid, I'm going like, here we go with the sugar.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think I'm being set up kind of wrong by Kit and Gary, you know? Because as a parent, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to give them something just as good as an apple. Probably even better for them. I mean, they're going to be stowing with it. It's probably... they're going to need all kinds of stowing energy, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they take a bite and it's, oh, it's just a candy bar.
I don't know how much energy you need for stowing, but that's, I see your point.
Well, if you climb up into the wheel well and it gets real cold.
Everybody's in the wheel well these days. The hell? I know.
You're going to be shivering. You're going to need some energy to shiver.
Folks, don't do the wheel well. See if you can do some luggage. See if you can do, you know, like maybe just like sneak on underneath.
Sneak up through the John.
Yeah, do the John maybe. The wheel well worries me. It really does. It really does. I think it's too dangerous. Just say no to the wheel well. Try a different way.
Dress yourself up like a pilot, like Leo in the movie.
Do like Leo. He's like, got the jumpsuit. Jump seat. Sure. You know, like yep. He flew all over the world. Granted, he's good looking, but still.
Good looking kid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be like Leo. I'll tell you something else about this. It's a mean Ginelli. It's really solid. It really is magic. I got the coffee and I got the Z bar, and that is pleasurable.
Yeah. I mean, I finished my Z bar. I sort of got used to the consistency, got used to the taste. The sweetness lingers a little too long for me. Sometimes when you have a little too much sugar, it's almost like a slight burning in the back of your throat. I feel like I got that.
You're like a pesky, angry old timer today. You're like, there's too much sugar. I'm like, what do you mean too much sugar? Like the sugar lingers too long. I'm like, what is he talking about?
I don't understand those words really.
Like
because I feel like I'm being met with some contradictions here, you know? This is the Z bar. This is the healthy kid snack.
Yeah. Kit and Gary are like they're selling
finding nutritious on the go snacks.
No, they're selling a false bill of goods. There's no doubt.
Well, then don't come at me with all the sugar.
Don't come at him.
Don't come at me with all the sugar.
Come on, he's there. Come on, man. He's trying to listen. He's got to pace himself. He's doing 50K by noon. He's doing a 50K cross country. Ski race by noon. He can't be going up and down with the sugar. Don't come at him with all that sugar, Olaf.
Come on, man. I need something that's going to sustain me. I need some whole grains, man.
Come on, man. He needs some trail mix or some fruits and nuts, man. He doesn't need the sugar to make him go up and down.
11 grams of whole grains. It's not going to do it, man. By 20 kilos, you know, I'm ready to fall over.
Come on, man. He's got to get to the halfway point, and by there, he's got to turn on the loop. He can't be like exhausted because he had a sugar high that he's losing now. Come on, man. It's like you've never even like trained for a 100K cross country race or something.
Come on, man. So, you know, it says it's a good source of fiber. What's it got? 5 grams of fiber?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I guess that's a lot of fiber. I don't know.
What are you doing giving him all this sugar? Look at him. He's over there by the side of the...
I can't even get off the couch, man.
He's by the side of the piste. He's shaking off his skis, man. What did you give him? Well, I gave him a whole bunch of Z-bars. Come on, man.
That guy can't ski with Z-bars, man.
Sure, he can get 10K, but then what, man? Come on, it's a 100K race.
He's got nothing left. Why didn't you give him an apple, man? Why didn't you give him some carrots or something?
Come on, man. How's he going to sustain? It's not a sprint, man. It's 100K.
100K ski race, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Ratings?
Rate it. Okay, so Z-Bar. Now look, I think we spoke of this. Your publicity mill and your ingredients, that's your business, right? My business is evaluating the snack and the great snack out of life. So if you're going to lie to the public like Tostitos, if I like it, I like it. You know, and so you know, we had that same issue like last week with Fig Bars. They're like, listen, your PR campaign is different than what I'm sticking in my mouth. And this is the thing for Z-Bars. Like Kit and Gary, you know, clearly somebody needs to slap them. And, you know, that's just for being semi-untruthful and trying to, like, walk their product on the shoulders of, oh, nutrition and goodness, which is a false narrative. On the other hand, I'm sitting here Janelling their Z-Bar. I'm not anti-sugar like COVID, Michael. It's a pleasurable thing. I would reach for it again. Z-Bar, Cliff Kid Z-Bar, 6.
If it's me and I got kids, there's other granola bars I'm going to go to before I go to Z-Bar. Z-Bar's pandering to me too much. I don't like the smart aleck kid on the front with the skateboard. The kid looks real smart alecky to me. I don't like the wavy icing. Look, I'm not giving my kids a snack that has icing on it. I'm just not. Because then to me, I feel like I'm giving my kids cake. And that's not what I'm giving my kids for a snack. For dessert, sure. So this to me is, hey, this is all about the children.
You're all about the children.
I'm all about the children. I've always been about, and Whitney Houston said it so well when she sang, you know, I want to dance with somebody. And that's what I'm feeling like, you know? I want to dance with somebody. And I'm just not, I don't want to dance with these Z-Bars. Now, as an adult, I eat it. I'm like, all right, it's fine. It's a little candy bar. But I'm going to go for the adult version. I'm going to go for the Clif Bar. It's not making any pretenses. You know, it's like, yeah, we're kind of a junky health bar. Z-Bar, 4.5.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.